blood red. You may awake, but there's songs, well, he's awake, blood. New songs and an excuse for you to neglect, to weigh the chance against consequence. Then one may friend, 1 second, sensation. Barely alive and already a new fine resident. Take more room up ahead, I see the congestion. Hey! And let me burn, and let me burn. So take me down, my head so take me down, and let me burn. I'll help you drown. The bed of nails is hiding on your block. It is a child's underfence, and then a zard holds your lock. My like a coil, entwined in nails. You know the lid upon yourself. I am the pine roof of your new residence, which you should face as you take your last breath. Thinking of drinking a few more in excess, then tease your mind with the shine, will shine like a light bulb. Hey! Hey, hey! Hey! So, take me down, hey, so take me down, and let me burn, and let me burn. So, take me down, hey,
Bunk. Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Pick up your winter issue of Discorder, as the Jan-Sember issue is packed with goodies that will warm even the coldest of cockles. Take a dip with Dixie's Death Pool, a spacey art rock collective, or read up on local outsider pop music makers, World Club. Cozy up on the couch with Filmstripped, featuring a review of Color Me Obsessed, a documentary on The Replacements. And in case you missed the memo, 2012 is almost here. Check out the Discorder album picks of 2011. Don't forget to pick up your special Jan-Sember issue of Discorder.
And it's 1:05 on Friday, the December 16th, and you're listening to CITR 101.9. Let's get things started.
Thank you. Yeah. the days went by so pleasantly. The time was 6 o'clock, my coffin puffed. Now that they get compass, let them steward to the froth. His base age king, his daughter is lean. And though she is sound of mind, she has found a guide with form of a deep as none to pee. Charges in the sun make the fields of golden slip. Tibetan guitars will show us the stars. Is only a name to keep up upright game. So as I would acclaim, I sing some fame. Trenches in the sun make the fields of golden sleep.
And you're back here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We're hanging out. There's a couple people in the studio here just checking out the playlist and stuff like that. Anyways, what you just finished listening to was Andy Boy. I believe it's pronounced Boy. It's spelled B-O-A-Y. He reissued a cassette with songs from 2006, I think it was, 2005 and 2006 that he made when he was just a wee young lad. He is one half of Tom Start's Bandit, and so that got reissued this week. I was really excited about it. That Space Age Spring song is like a 5.5. I have no... It just keeps going, but I think it keeps getting better, and I find it really interesting. It's kind of intimidating because I think there's a lot of just a little bit of tempo change and a little bit of change within the song that makes it a little bit of an intimidating listen. But if you take it as maybe like four separate parts or something, then it's really good. So you can go find that. It's at andyboy.bandcamp.com. The song that I had played before that, of course, was by ISBN. ISBN did a split tape with Dream Friends like a couple months ago, and I just haven't listened to it since like September or something like that. So I thought I would play that for you guys, and that's really interesting. I don't know. I'm fighting with the urge to make my year end list. I don't know. I really want to make it, but. As this week has showed me, this year is so far from over musically that it wouldn't be fair. I would not be giving all that great music that's still coming out a chance. I don't know. I'll play some more new music for you guys. Long Weekend's released something I thought was really interesting. This band called Buds that has Kyle from Time Cops in it. They released something this week. Long story short, there's still like 2 weeks left. That said, this is my last show before the holidays, and I'm going to be gone for the next 3 weeks. So if you're listening right now, thank you. And, I don't know what are you, somebody else is going to be on here for the next two Fridays, but I'm sure it'll be fun. And the song that I played before ISBN was Naomi Punk, who, I don't know, I once again just felt like listening to it. That album really moves me. No, just a great Seattle band, you know, proud to be from the Pacific Northwest, as I am. They're really good, and yeah. So, as I said, year-end lists are like aplenty right now. You can see two of my favorite picks in Discorder magazine. One, of course, being Aaron Reed, and the other one being the dudes from Long Long Long, who are no longer, but still, they released a really good 7-inch this year. So you should make sure to check out Discorder. Sarah Accordingly, who's our music director, has some stuff. Brenda, who's our station manager, has some stuff. Gregory doesn't have anything in that list. But there's a lot of different contributors and stuff like that, that have, contributed to Discorder. It's really funny. Steve Louie, who does the real live action coverage for Discorder, he picked the same EP as I did. I like wasn't bummed. Like I think it's really great. It was that Aaron Reed Bubble Skulls thing. I just think it's really funny because I mean I don't know. Does that really ever happen? So local focused. Love you, Discorder. Anyways, I will be telling you what is coming up this weekend or what you should go to. There's a pretty big Discorder. Speaking of Discorder, there's a big Discorder art show tonight. It's going to be super fun. And Lost Lovers Brigade, which are like an Apollo Ghost side project thing or other project. I don't know. Side project makes it seem like they're not the main project. Hence the word side, but I don't know, maybe they're just as important to the people involved, so I don't want to, make them seem less important. I'll be talking about that a little bit later. I'm going to get to some more music right now. So, as I had mentioned, Long Weekends released released tracks off of an upcoming 7-inch that's going to be released in 2012. And I'm going to play some for you. They're doing actually like this really cool thing. It's from Noise Records, which is like record label based out of Halifax. And what they're doing is, I think the principle of it is they're releasing a 7-inch every month, and 200 are going to be, or 100 are going to be fun colored vinyl, and then the 200 are going to be regular. But I don't know, it's quite the project, and I like it because I'm going to hear a lot of good music from it. So, anyways, I hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday, and happy holidays, and I'll be back right away.
equal, bitch. For-
Come on.
And you're back listening to CITR 101.9. My name is Hugo, and you're listening to Hugo. And I promise that in the new year, I'm going to get a better name for the show. Not that I don't think Hugo isn't a great name for something, but I've noticed that it's already been taken by the new Martin Scorsese major motion picture titled Hugo. So I'm a little bit afraid of lawsuits and stuff, because I'm sure he listens to my radio show weekly, and he's just waiting for the opportunity to take me down. Yep. Anyways, what you just finished listening to was Teledrome. Teledrome is from Calgary. They came out with this stuff in like September. I remember when it first came out, I was like really iffy on it. I like didn't know. I wasn't sure 100%, but I think it's great. All the power to synth punk power pop in Calgary. But they've been like hanging out. I feel like there's like this, I think it's like a Black Sabbath cover band with members of like Teledrome and like the Ketamines and stuff like that. So I don't know. That's awesome. What I had played for you before that was the new Walter TV track that also was released this week. You can find that on their Bandcamp. I think it's really good. Coming from like, I feel like people, it's really melodic. It's my kind of music. It's kind of dirty and like kind of blah, but it's still really, there's some major melody to it. So yeah, that came out. I was excited when I saw that. It's called Puka Shell Necklace, and then it has like bracket, preview, and Puka's spelt funny. You know, you can find it if you look for it really hard. And what I had played for you before that was by a band called Division, sorry. And it was a song called Foreign. Sorry, a band called Vague Lines, and the album called Division, and a song called Foreign. And they're out of Toronto. And they released their album in September as well, but they just recently re-released it. They basically just added a couple new songs onto the tail end of it. So that's also really good. I really, really appreciate artists from Toronto when I find them, but I find it's like really hard to scope them out. I'm just speaking from personal experience, of course, but like Toronto's so big and it has so many musicians that it's like, you know. And what I had played for you before was, of course, that Long Weekends that I had spoken of so nicely and well. So what's everybody doing this weekend? I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do this weekend because there's so much. Because Vancouver is such a cool place and we have so many opportunities to do things that are lovely and fun. that said, what's happening? Of course, as I'd mentioned, there's that. Oh, yeah. And like Ghostface was at the. Oh, my gosh. Oh, sorry. Somebody just entered the room. That is, he's a little late.
I'm pretty late, you guys.
All right. So, who are you?
I don't know.
You should introduce yourself again.
I'm Kevin.
You haven't been here in so long.
I'm sorry, radio.
I'm really sorry, radio. You miss me. I can tell.
You should be sorry. So that's Kevin. And he was here for like a solid like month and a half, and then he got busy and decided to start bailing out on the show.
Today is my last final.
I'm really proud of you, by the way. That's really good.
I haven't really studied that much, so it's hopefully okay. It goes well.
You're here. You're here.
I'll be proud of myself eventually.
I was just about to tell people what's happening tonight.
What's like going on?
What's going on,
like,
bro?
What's even happening?
I know, right? Okay, so there's the Discorder art show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Shimmering.
The shimmeries.
Shimmy stars.
The shimmery stars. With who else is playing? Calarissa's playing, and she's like celebrating an EP release, and then Lost Lovers Brigade are playing, and they're celebrating an EP release.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of EP releasing going on. And then there's that Beetroot show. With the Jolts, Duffy and the Doubters, and No Sinner. Did you see me go off the top of my head there?
That was...
I didn't even need a...
I looked at the top of your head and it just all came off.
It came out.
Boom, boom.
That's at W2. There's, like, No Gold DJ sets and human DJ sets, and it's gonna be a big old event like Beatroot does.
I feel like Nogold does DJ sets more often than they do like their band sets.
It's true. I don't know. I can't. I mean, I've only seen Nogold like once, and I think it was at that. Remember that Catalano Fest?
Yeah,
I saw them there.
Yeah, that was like one of the first times that I ever, like, saw you.
It's because it's true.
Indian oven drinking a beer on the patio.
Yeah, that was a really good time. Did you get cheap beers at Indian Oven?
No, I got cheap Indian Oven at Indian Oven.
Did you?
It was $5 that day.
They had $2 pitchers all day.
I love that place.
I love it. I love it. Indian Oven. It's kind of expensive, fourth though, but what? It's really good.
Oh, it's worth it.
It's really good.
You can spend $20 easily on a meal, but you will be more than satisfied.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Indian Oven? Good job. Good job.
If you want to just like give us a sponsorship for this show, just yeah. Let us know if you're listening. I'm sure you are.
So true. And then Ghostface was this weekend. I mean, this past week.
Yeah, wasn't it Sunday?
There was, like, Sunday, and then they had one at Fortune on, like, Tuesday. Nardwar did an interview with Ghostface. It's on the internet. If you you can download the internet, and then...
I've downloaded it.
Have you downloaded the internet?
It's intense. I can't take it. It's too much.
Yet to download the internet, but I'm going to get on it soon. Once I download that internet...
I saw Ghostface and Raekwon, like, 3 years ago.
Really?
At the Pitchfork Fest in, like, 2008. That's it was amazing.
Awesome.
It was like at the end. The best part was at the end of the show. They just like pointed to girls in the crowd. The security guards like brought them back. Yeah. I was like, oh god.
Hey.
That's how it works, I guess.
That's what happened to me on Sunday.
Yeah,
I was at the show and Ghostface was just like,
picking
yeah,
you out.
I want you.
I need that.
And then I was like, all right, Ghostface, you picked me. And he's like, you're not a girl. And then I'm like, yes, I am.
You are.
You are.
You can
are.
Be, if you
want. And then tomorrow, do you know of anything that's going on tomorrow?
I was going to watch some Christmas movies, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm yet to watch Christmas movies. I was going to do my year-end special, but then I was like, no, I'm waiting until the year's over.
Waiting.
Well, because, like, Walter TV released that song, and then there's that Long Weekend song that got released. Like, everybody, Sean Nicholas Savage released a new album. Yeah.
Come on. Are you going to do that in the new year?
Yeah, I'm going to do
that
it in the new
sense.
Year.
It I does. Mean, people kind of do preemptive strikes on that. It's Christmas, you know? Like,
well,
a lot of presents.
I feel like it all started because of, like, the publishing industry, and because the publishing needs to have their, like, December, like... their December year-end list done in, like,
CDs
November,
Target,
right?
Pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly, but, like...
I guess there's no Target up here. That's, like, a weird reference.
Nothing.
From America, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what you're
what
talking about.
Is Target?
Are you shooting things? What?
Excuse you? Get those arrows out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. All right, tomorrow.
There's also, like, I know this isn't music related, but there's a Steel Viper Force short film release at the Cinematheque.
Really?
I think in the afternoon. Yeah, they're making a feature length movie. This is a short they made as like a brush up. And then there's like some after party.
Oh, cool.
At the Biltmore.
After party at the Biltmore, Steel Viper Force. Hit that up. There's the grunge that stole Christmas.
Mm, yeah.
That's like Heavy Chains, Eating Out, and Juvenile Hall. Oh, no, sorry. It's White Lung, Juvenile Hall, and Eating Out. That's at the Rickshaw. So I think basically what it is you just get a whole bunch of bands doing grunge covers. So it should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Expect
something.
Get dirty.
Oh, yeah, and then you should look on the internet because I think the High Drops and Bummer High are playing a house party. Go to it. I think it might be, I don't know if it's tonight, but I'm like...
Tonight or Saturday?
I think it might be tonight.
Oh my god.
Check it out. Maybe I'll see you at that house party, Keg Stands.
Oh.
Shotgun this beer, bro. Let's get there now.
Right now. Okay, well, we're going to get back to a little bit of music sees.
Music.
I'm going to play a song from Your Mind's album. It's called Sacrifice in the Fog. Do you know John Sebastian, like, Audette or whatever is the name that is the guy that does this stuff? Mm. He's in the Gooies. You know, have you ever listened to the Gooies?
No.
Mammoth Cave Bros?
Lost.
Yeah.
I'm lost.
I
should. I can tell by your eyes.
You should. They're good. They're really good. But this guy is like, if you like search him on the internet, he's been like busking since he was like 10 years old. He's like a child prodigy. It's really cool. He's super young. I don't even know if he's 18. No, he must be. I think he might be like 19. But anyways, this is his music. You Are Mine's Sacrifice in the Fog. Thunder back here. Hey, CITR 101.9 FM. Chilling in the studio with... Chilling pretty hard with Kevin.
Really hard.
With Kevin,
Quite hard. Quite hard.
Quite hard.
Could be card too. I'm not sure.
So that was Buds. That was the guitarist, the bassist from Time Cops. That's like his kind of solo-ish-y project thing that I guess he just put that song out this week. It's pretty good. It's nice.
I like it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate new music whenever it comes.
You're an appreciator.
I'm an appreciator. This is kind of like my last go before the new year. Because I'm going to go home to Alberta.
Woo!
And then we're going on... We're going on tour, man. We're going on a tour. Kevin and I and Will and Bobby.
Other people that
aren't here right now are going on a tour. So, it should be really fun next couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Going to go to LA and then scoot back up here.
Yeah, exactly, right? I don't know. There's not much else to say. Maybe I will see you at that house party. If you see somebody doing a keg stand, this guy right here.
Yeah, no, it's probably going to be me. I think I'm that hog bat.
Yeah, this is true.
I can go for hours.
This is true.
I can stand for days.
I can stand for days. Anyways, I have two songs left, basically. I'm going to play a long, long, long song, because these are like my last two songs that I get to play this year. No, by no means are they my top songs of the year.
Whoa, easy, don't.
I'm not.
Don't make that assumption,
I'm
radio.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that these are two songs throughout the year that I enjoyed very much. And this first one is by, Long, 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 and it's called George Harrison. And the next one is by a band called Brazilian Money, who I'm really excited to go see on the 22nd. If you're in Edmonton on the 22nd, come see the Wicked Awesomes Brazilian Money and make out videotape and hopefully Collage Party. Hopefully
was it going to be Collage Party?
It was going to be Collage Party, but the poster got switched and they're not on it anymore. But I mean, if I can't see them just not doing anything. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we got to do that. So hopefully you're in Edmonton on the 22nd and you can come watch that awesome show with me. What's up, Cam? It's been a while, buddy. It's been a while. Anyways, I have two more songs and that's it. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. First show back is going to be my favorite songs of 2011 because 2011 will officially be over. Take care.
Bye.
Computers from the UBC Bookstore are cheaper thanks to their student pricing.
This is the innovative solution to your computation necessities,
including Apple products.
Imagine the savings.
Get yours before you graduate from UBC.
When you graduate, you will no longer be able to take advantage of student pricing.
Visit them today at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard on UBC campus.
Spend the money you save on yourself. You deserve it.
Go online and search UBC Bookstore on Facebook and Twitter. I'm the operator, but my pocket calculator.
True. who've been hanging out around your block. They shoot you in the stomach, they chase you through the streets, and you wind up in someone's field on your hands and knees. Oh, is that your blood all over the road? Tell me that's not. Back in your room on the second floor, a waitress looks in the bottom drawer. There's nothing there, and she feels alone. She calls her dealer on the phone. In a couple hours, it's nearly four. In the afternoon, at a last resort, she will shake his hand underneath her head. In a public bar, on the other end of another world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.